Thank you very much indeed, Mr. President, and we thank the Secretary-General, Madam Vailavaya, for her attendance and support as well. Ambassador Ahsan, may I congratulate you too for assuming the CD presidency and reiterate Australia's support for you and for your team. Holding any kind of meeting during these COVID-19 times is indeed challenging. So I would like to thank the team from Bangladesh and the CD Secretariat for the work that has gone into allowing us to meet after the summer recess, along with the work by UNOG, so that we can ensure the health and safety of all. Australia has been very proud indeed to be part of the P6+2 approach, and we are delighted to see this cooperation continuing under your presidency. Strengthening P6+2 coordination has been one of the positive features of the CD this year, and so we're pleased that this continuity and transparency seems set to continue with the P6 in 2021. But looking back on this year, it will of course go down as a year very much affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Before the lockdown, however, I would like to recall the really positive efforts by Algeria and Argentina to land a programme of work. P6 consultation and solidarity was critical to the comprehensive proposals put forward, aimed at advancing the work of this body, and we wish next year's P6 all the very best in their efforts to agree a programme of work and have substantive discussions. The civil society meeting held under the Austrian presidency was another highlight. And as I mentioned in my statement when we last met in June, during the Australian presidency, we invited CD delegates to share their views about the priorities and role of the CD, ways to break the deadlock, and how we can indeed become effective. Many of you commented that the views and priorities expressed during our presidency would be a good basis for work going forward. We very much welcome this positive assessment of our consultations and have turned the statement into a working paper that we would be pleased to see annexed to this year's CD report. We will also submit a paper on our proposal to make the CD rules of procedure gender neutral and request that this too be annexed to this year's CD report. I also thank those delegations that have expressed their support for that proposal. Doing so is an expression of value of diversity and equality in the CD, and we stand ready to assist next year's P6 to make this simple fix a reality. Turning to 2021, we see merit in continuing the conversation on how to get the most out of this body. Some of the areas we would like to see progressed include nuclear risk reduction, in particular given the uncertainty about the delayed NPT review conference. We think the time is more than ripe for the CD to get serious about contributing to the development of a set of practical nuclear risk reduction measures, and UNIDIA's work in this area is an excellent point of reference. The other area worth looking at, in our view, is softer instruments like codes of conduct or other confidence-building measures on verification of outer space. Transparency regarding military activities in outer space merits this attention. As an increasing number of countries become engaged in the space domain, it needs to be a near-term priority. The final point I will make is to underline that it is up to all of us to decide whether to move forward and how best to do that. The challenging international security climate demands that the CD regain its relevance. Australia looks forward to working with each and every one of you to respond to this demand. And I thank you again, Mr. President.